This week we will hear a lot about the last 12 months. Reporters will talk of the top stories of 2024, the growth of the economy, the effect of the elections, and dozens of other recaps of the year. Moses, in the oldest psalm in the Bible, does exactly the same thing. He recounts God's goodness, our sin, and the Lord's rich mercy. As we prepare for the ball to drop in Times Square, we will join with Moses in looking back so to plan for the future. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We believe, teach, and confess that in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. He existed before time and space and all things material. He cares for his creation and directs all things for the eventual good of those who fear and love him. Therefore, as those who are created by God, as those who are the capstone of his creative work, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. In his hands are all the days of his people, all the days of the earth. Because of his love, nature and all of creation has an order which we can discover and use to our benefit. In this psalm, Moses certainly presents the law, the wrath of God. He does this to call us to repent, to acknowledge our sin, and to trust only in God's rich mercy. May our Lord grant us wisdom and peace as we hear his holy word, as we look back on our lives and forward to God's grace. Amen.